Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping into something really quite decadent, but it's popping up everywhere. Smoked bone marrow. Just imagine that rich, almost custardy texture, that deep umami flavor. It's just wow.
It really is something special.
So our mission today is basically to fast track you, give you the key takeaways from our sources on how to smoke bone marrow perfectly, get that amazing richness.
Yeah, unlock that flavor potential.
Exactly. It might seem a bit niche, but honestly, it opens up a whole new level for home cooking.
And it's fascinating because it ties so neatly into that whole nose-to-tail eating idea, doesn't it?
Right. I was just thinking that. It's not just about taste.
No, it's about using the whole animal, sustainability, all that good stuff. Plus, you enrich your own cooking skills. It's more than just a fancy dish. It's kind of a philosophy.
Well said. And that texture. Our sources kept calling it a culinary gem, and you can see why. That sumptuous, creamy feel is unique. But okay, before we get to the smoke and fire, we need to build the foundation. Selecting and prepping the bones. Our sources were pretty specific here.
They really were. Quality first, always. They strongly recommend sticking with beef or veal bones.
Okay, beef or veal. Got it.
But it's not just any beef or veal bone. You need to look for ones that are generously meaty.
Meaty bones. Okay.
Yeah, and crucially, ones that show good marbling in the marrow itself. That marbling is where the richness and flavor really come from.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Good marbling. And I remember seeing something about grass-fed versus grain-fed. Our sources mentioned a grass-fed advantage.
They did. It comes down to flavor profile. The animal's diet really impacts the taste.
How so?
Well, grass-fed beef bones tend to give you a deeper, much more robust flavor. It's noticeable compared to grain-fed.
Interesting. A richer taste.
Yeah. So it's worth seeking out, you know, a good butcher, maybe a farmer's market, or those specialty meat shops. Don't be afraid to ask them about how the animal was raised.
Good tip. It connects you more to the food, too.
Exactly. Better flavor, often better practices.
Okay, so we've hunted down these amazing, well-marbled, maybe grass-fed bones. What's next? Prep time. Slicing them lengthwise seems like the first hurdle.
It's maybe the most important prep step. You have to slice them lengthwise.
Why is that so critical?
Two main reasons. One, it totally exposes the marrow. That means maximum surface area for the smoke to penetrate, really get that flavor in there.
Okay, smoke absorption. Makes sense.
And two, it makes it way, way easier to get the marrow out once it's cooked. You can just scoop it.
Right. Practical. So a good sharp knife is essential. Or maybe...
Definitely need a sharp, sturdy knife. Or even easier, just ask your butcher to do it for you when you buy them.
Yeah.
They usually have the right saws for a clean cut.
Good call. Okay, bones are sliced, ready for the smoker. Or is there another step? I remember something about soaking.
Ah, yes, soaking. Don't skip this. Our sources really emphasize it.
Okay, tell me about it. Why soak?
You put the bones in salted water for several hours, maybe even overnight in the fridge.
Salted water? What does that do?
It mainly draws out impurities, any residual blood. This gets rid of any potential, like, slight bitterness. You end up with a much cleaner, purer marrow flavor.
Ah, so it refines the taste.
Exactly. It's a simple step, but it makes a big difference. Just remember the crucial follow-up. Rinse them really, really thoroughly afterwards. Get all that salt off.
Got it. Soak in salt water, then rinse well. Okay, bones are prepped. Now for the fun part, the smoker. Wood selection seems like a big decision point.
Oh, it's huge. The type of wood you use dramatically changes the final flavor.
So what are the go-tos according to our sources?
For marrow, hickory and oak come up again and again. They're favorites.
Hickory and oak? Why those?
Well, hickory gives you that strong, classic smoky taste. It's bold, really enhances the richness, but somehow doesn't overpower it.
Okay, strong but balanced. And oak?
Oak is a bit more subtle. It produces a milder smoke, which really lets the marrow's own delicate flavor come through, while still adding that nice smoky depth.
Interesting. So you can choose based on how much smoke you want up front.
Exactly. And you can experiment, too. Our sources mention things like cherry wood if you want a touch of sweetness.
Oh, cherry sounds nice.
Or mesquite if you really want that intense, almost punchy smokiness.
Lots of options to play with. Okay, wood selected. What about temperature? There's a magic number, right?
Yes, low and slow is the key. Aim for a steady temperature around 225 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about 107 Celsius.
225°F. Why that specific temp?
Because it's gentle. It slowly renders the marrow, melting it down into that incredibly creamy, luxurious texture we want. If you go too hot, it can get greasy or even seize up.
Right. We want creamy, not rubbery or oily. So a thermometer is pretty crucial here.
Absolutely essential. A digital thermometer, ideally a probe you can leave in, helps you keep that temp rock solid.
And speaking of consistency, preheating the smoker before the bones go in. Important.
Very important. You want the smoker at that target, 225, before you add the bones.
Why is that?
It ensures the smoking starts right away, evenly. No waiting for the temp to climb with the food already in there. Gets you consistent results.
Makes sense. Start hot. Well, start at the right temperature.
Exactly. Whether it's charcoal, where you manage coals and wood chips, or electric, which is usually a bit easier for temp control, get it stable first.
Okay, smoker's preheated, stable at 225. How do we arrange the bones inside? Our sources said cut side up.
Yes, always cut side up. That maximizes the marrow's exposure to the smoke circulating above it.
Got it. And spacing, does that matter much?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Don't overcrowd the smoker. You need space between the bones for the smoke to circulate freely all around them.
Ah, right. Even cooking, even smoke penetration.
Precisely. If you cram them in, you'll get uneven results. Better to smoke in batches if you have a lot of bones.
Good advice. Batch cooking beats bad results. Okay, smoker setup is down. Let's talk seasoning. Our sources seem to favor keeping it simple initially.
Yeah, the power of simplicity approach, especially for your first time. Just a basic sprinkle of salt and pepper.
That's salt and pepper, any specific kind?
They recommend coarse sea salt, gives a nice little textural pop, and freshly cracked black pepper for that bit of warmth.
And you do this before smoking?
Yes, season them lightly before they go in. You could always add more salt, especially finishing salt later. The idea is not to mask the marrow or the smoke.
Let the main ingredient shine. I like it. But what if you do want to add more flavor layers, herbs and spices?
Absolutely. There's some great pairings, rosemary, thyme, garlic powder. These came up a lot.
Why those specifically?
They have robust flavors that stand up to the richness of the marrow, provide a nice earthy or aromatic contrast. They balance it out beautifully.
So rosemary and garlic, or maybe just thyme?
Yeah, experiment. A light dusting of these before smoking works really well. Again, enhance, don't overwhelm.
Okay. And then there was this other idea, the overnight marinade advantage. That sounds intriguing.
It is. Marinating isn't just for meat cuts. You can marinate the bones.
How does that work with marrow?
It helps infuse flavors deeper into the marrow itself. And kind of surprisingly, it can help make the marrow even more tender and yielding.
Wow. What kind of marinade?
Keep it simple. Olive oil. Some finely chopped fresh herbs like parsley or basil. Minced garlic, salt, and pepper. Coat the bones well, cover them, and pop them in the fridge overnight.
Olive oil, herbs, garlic. Sounds delicious already. Okay, so we're smoking now. How do we know when it's actually done? Monitoring seems key.
Vigilant monitoring, yes. Visually, you're looking for the marrow to get this lovely, rich, golden brown color.
Golden brown? What if it gets too dark?
That's a sign you might be oversmoking it, which can make it taste bitter. So watch the color.
And temperature. Is there an internal temp target?
Yes. This is crucial for perfect texture and safety. Use a probe thermometer right in the center of the marrow. You're aiming for about 160 degrees Fahrenheit. That's roughly 71 Celsius.
160F internal. That gets you that melt-in-your-mouth consistency.
Exactly. And it ensures it's safely cooked. Be ready to adjust your smoker temp down a bit if it's cooking too fast or getting too dark.
Okay. So visual cues and internal temp, how long does this usually take? Our sources mentioned 45 minutes to an hour.
That's a pretty typical time frame, yeah. It allows enough time for good smoke absorption without, you know, turning it into charcoal.
Right. Is that time frame fixed or can it vary?
It can definitely vary a bit. Depends on the exact size of your bones, how dense the marrow is, even the type of wood you're using. Some woods impart smoke faster. So use the time as a guideline, but rely on your eyes and your thermometer.
Makes sense. Eyes, thermometer, maybe a bit of instinct. Okay, let's say we hit 160F. It looks golden brown. What are the final crucial steps? Determining perfect doneness seems like more than just temp.
It is. Beyond the thermometer, do a little tactile check. The marrow should look soft, maybe a bit bubbly around the edges.
Bubbly, okay.
And when you gently poke it with a fork, it should yield really easily, almost like soft butter, no resistance.
Soft butter texture. Got it. And we need to remember carryover cooking, right?
Yes. Super important. Just like steak, it keeps cooking for a bit after you take it off the heat. So pull it just as it hits that perfect point. Don't let it overcook on the smoker. Overcooked marrow can get tough or greasy.
Avoid toughness. Got it. And then resting, like a steak.
Exactly like a steak. Give the bones a few minutes to rest after they come out of the smoker.
Why is that important for marrow?
It lets the fat settle a bit, the flavors meld together even more. It just makes for a better overall taste experience. Plus, pragmatically, it lets them cool down just enough so you don't immediately burn yourself trying to eat it.
Uh-huh. Practical point. Safety first. And speaking of safety.
Always key. Keep hitting that 160-degree intestinal temperature minimum. Use a clean thermometer every time. Use clean utensils. Avoid any cross-contamination. Basic food hygiene.
And leftovers, if there are any.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
But if so, airtight container in the fridge. They should be good for up to 3 days. Reheat them gently, maybe in a low oven, so they don't get tough.
Perfect. Okay, the marrow is smoked, rested, safe. Now the really fun part, serving it up. How do we elevate this experience?
This is where you can get creative. Simple things make a big difference.
Like pairing it with bread. Our sources love that idea. Baguettes, rustic bread.
Yes. It's classic for a reason. That crunchy, crusty bread is the perfect vehicle and textural contrast for the smooth, rich marrow.
Simple toast is good.
Even better if you brush the bread with a little olive oil, maybe a sprinkle of salt, then toast or grill it. Adds another layer.
Nice touch. But marrow is super rich. How do we balance that on the plate?
You need contrast. Freshness, acidity, maybe some bitterness or crunch.
So like what?
Grilled vegetables are fantastic. Think asparagus, zucchini, maybe some bell peppers. They bring freshness and a bit of char.
Okay, grilled veggies. What else?
A simple green salad with a sharp vinaigrette is perfect. That acidity just cuts right through the richness. Or pickled vegetables. The tanginess is a great counterbalance.
Pickled onions, maybe? Cornichon?
Exactly. Something sharp and tangy.
And presentation. Little things to make it look amazing.
Definitely. A sprinkle of fresh chopped herbs like parsley or thyme adds color and freshness instantly.
Parsley or thyme, okay.
And always serve with lemon wedges. A little squeeze of fresh lemon juice right over the marrow just before eating. It brightens everything up, makes it look great, taste even better.
Lemon is key. What about salt? We seasoned before, but is there a role for salt at the end?
Oh, absolutely. A finishing salt, this is a pro move.
Finishing salt, like a flaky salt.
Exactly. A little sprinkle of a flaky sea salt, like Maldon or Fleur de Sel, right before serving. It adds this wonderful little crunch and a final burst of clean salinity that makes the creaminess pop.
Maldon salt. Got it. Texture and flavor burst.
Nice.
Nice. And sauces. Can we offer sauces on the side?
For sure. It lets people customize. Lots of great options work.
Such as?
Chimichurri is amazing. That vibrant, garlicky, herbaceous sauce is a perfect counterpoint. A balsamic reduction offers sweetness and tang.
Ooh, balsamic.
A creamy garlic aioli can double down on richness, if that's your thing. Or go spicy. A drizzle of sriracha or maybe some harissa paste for a real kick.
Wow, lots of directions you could go. Chimichurri sounds particularly good.
It's a classic pairing.
Yeah.
And again, just reiterate, those fresh herbs, chopped parsley, chives, thyme sprinkle them over at the end for freshness, aroma, visual appeal. Makes it a feast for all senses.
Fantastic. So quite a journey we've taken there.
We really have. From picking the right bones, prepping them carefully.
Yeah, optimizing the smoker, getting that wood choice right, nailing the temperature.
Seasoning, maybe marinating, monitoring that cook.
All the way to those finishing touches. The resting, the serving with crusty bread, fresh herbs, maybe a sauce.
It really shows how something seemingly simple, like bone marrow, can become this incredible culinary experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings us back to that nose-to-tail idea. Using these parts is sustainable, respectful, and honestly delicious.
It absolutely is. It's a rewarding discovery, which leads to a final thought, maybe. Beyond the amazing flavor of smoked bone marrow, what other sort of hidden culinary gems are out there?
Yeah, what else is waiting to be discovered if we just look at ingredients a bit more holistically, more sustainably?
Exactly. How could this deep dive into bone marrow maybe spark your next culinary adventure? What flavors are waiting in your own kitchen if you just explore a little?
Something to chew on.
Definitely. Until next time, keep exploring.